Blog Talk Radio.
Frank Tacular Nation. It's me, Frank, reporting to you live from, well, my room. The Dace Man may be dead, and or in a coma, and or snorting coke off of a hooker's ass. Not really sure. Haven't seen him for a while. He left work. That's all I know. As for the other two, no idea if they're going to be here. No clue. Gibby might not know it's Wednesday. Tits might be selling herself for money again. I don't know. So right now, I'm just going to kill some time waiting, hoping, praying, wishing, thinking that somebody will show up and save me. That way I don't have to do my own show all by myself with a microphone that may or may not work all the time. So then I won't know if I'm leaving you with some cold, dead silence. Which may be happening right now for all I know, because I don't have anybody telling me my microphone's not working. So I won't know if you don't know that I don't know that you don't know. Oh my God, Gibby's here, thank God. Hey, buddy.
No, he's not here. Never, I say. Never.
Where's everybody else at?
I don't know.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Where's the Dace Man?
In his room, I think. His car's here. That's all I know.
You let him fall asleep, didn't you?
I wasn't. He left work at, like, noon.
You let him fall asleep, didn't you?
He left work at, like, noon. I couldn't stop him.
You left? I swear to God, man. Wow. All right. Be that way.
And
that's fine.
He may have forgot that it was Wednesday. I don't know. It's been a long week so far.
What kind of friend are you?
I'm controlling the show because he fell asleep, so it makes me a pretty awesome friend, if you ask me.
I don't know, man. You should be watching out for him. It doesn't sound like you're watching out for him.
I am. That's why we're doing a show right now. Otherwise,
I
didn't do it.
You're watching out for number one.
If I didn't do it, you wouldn't have done it. Then there would have been no show at all. It would have went live, dead air for 2 hours, end story. Would have been the biggest letdown of the century.
I'm pretty sure we've had worse. Is this actually going to be a two-hour show, or are we stuck in another 15 minutes?
No. This full countdown 2 hours.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey. Blog Talk worked finally.
So.
Well. Mm-hmm.
I guess means I got to go find some sports news, huh?
How about them cowgirls?
NFL stand.
You could play the clip for sports.
And well, no, I don't want to play that until I'm ready. Once I'm
really?
Ready, then I can play the clip.
Wow.
Because what if I play the clip and then I'm still not ready? Then it's just awkward. Anyway, time for sports.
Sports. You follow sports?
All right. But I poorly
Sorry.
Follow sports. Evidently, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing when it comes to sports at all.
I know. I see it all the time.
Especially fantasy football. Fuck that. I don't understand how it works. I choose wrong every single week.
Wait a minute. No, you don't. Obviously, you play to get the lowest score, just like golf, right?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Obviously. Everyone does it.
I'm setting it up so I can come back at the very last second. That's what's going to happen.
Exactly. Come back. No one will realize what happened.
In order for that to happen, I need to win this week against you, next week against whoever the fuck it is, and then have whoever's in sixth place lose and nobody else ahead of me win. I don't think I'm going to make it into the playoffs.
isn't it?
No, there's 2 weeks, I think.
Oh, there's 2 more weeks? I think, I don't know.
I think there's 2 weeks. Hold on.
It's 13 weeks, I believe.
This is obviously more important than what happened in the real NFL. Clearly more important.
Oh, wrong one.
Ah, shit, you're right. This is the last week. Well, I'm fucked, so never mind.
Never mind.
Not
last
even...
You screwed up completely, man. You forgot what week it was.
I picked up Mariota because I knew Matt Ryan wasn't going to do that well, but I forgot to play him.
Oh,
so,
man.
Mariota went and got like 26 points, which is solid enough versus Matt Ryan's like 12.
Oh, don't worry. I had Breeze in my other leg, and I think he got me 8 points. Woohoo! Good job, Breeze.
Nice. So, yeah, I just totally, totally fucked up. I'm in the nom 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 runnings. That'll be great.
Nom 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 nom.
So this week really doesn't matter. You can win if you want. I'll bench my team if you need me to.
I can't get in. The best I could do is tie people for sixth place, but I don't have enough points for in order to actually win.
Oh.
I'm out. I'm a goner.
Eric could somehow make it. I would be so pissed if Eric made it in the playoffs.
Eric can make it because he's more points than me, and I can tie him. He can tie me. And it's
He has more points than...
A lot of people.
He's got more points than Nick and Jake.
He's actually in a decent spot to get in. He can sneak in.
If he can beat Kerbin.
No, he can't.
Anyway.
Good luck on him.
Last week...
Where is he at right now? He's in 7th place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He does have to beat Kerbin. And then Jake has to lose. Nick has to lose. Nate has to lose.
Yeah.
All right, he needs some help. Let's put it that way. Plus, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I kind of hope Kerbin loses and Trish wins. And Dace wins.
Why? Oh,
I think
okay.
Kerbin comes in 3rd place.
Yeah.
Doesn't get a bye week.
But hey, anything could happen. Whoever makes it to the playoffs could win. It's anybody's game.
I completely agree on that one. It does make it easier, though, if you have a bye.
True. But all you need is one injury on your team, and I'm out.
Yeah. That's kind of what happened with me. Once I lost Forsett, I lost my... He's my number one running back, point-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a bunch of backup running backs, but they don't score as much as he did. And then once he went down, I was pretty much screwed. I was like, oh, God. Oh, well. I think I got, 60 points last week? That's like an embarrassment. I think I got like 50 points in my PPR. Like, how the fuck do you get 50 points?
How the hell
points?
Do you do that?
Dude, I had Breeze get 9 points for fucking crying out loud. I had Gronk who got hurt. It was just bad. It was just bad all around, dude. I lost like... Two of my people got injured, like, early on. Gronk actually did okay for me until he got hurt, and then I was screwed. I don't know what in the world Breeze did. He just was a non-show. I'm like, this is insanity right now. I was like, I'm embarrassed to even say I played in that league. I think I got 2 wins. That's it.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, back on point. Week 12 in the NFL is in the books. On Turkey Day, when you're stuffing your face full of Gibby, we saw...
I don't even want to hear about the Eagles. Don't even want to hear about them.
The first game, the Eagles fell to shit against the Lions. 45-14. Letting Kelvin Johnson get 85 touchdowns and Dan 30-something points.
I was... No. No. That's 2 weeks in a row, dude, that I was... sick to my stomach watching an Eagles game.
Yeah.
And they were, like, 4 days apart? Oh, my God. Horrible.
And then we saw the Panthers jump all around on the Cowboys 33-14. Then in the night game that I didn't watch, and I can't believe this happened, we saw the Bears.
I can't believe that either. The Bears.
The Bears beat the Packers at Lambeau.
How the hell does that happen?
17-13. I don't know.
How does that happen? How the mighty have fallen?
Yet just last week, the Packers walked into Minnesota's house and swept the floor with them. Made him cry like a little bitch. So, I don't know.
Exactly.
Moving on to Sunday's games, we saw the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills 30-22. Saw the Bengals beat the Rams 31-7. Saw the Texans wake up with J.J. Watt beating the Saints 24-6. The Colts are finally winning again. They beat the Buccaneers 25-12. We saw the Chargers beat the Jags 31-25. The Jets beat the Dolphins 38-20. My Minnesota Vikings, which game I didn't get to watch because I was stuck at work, beat the Falcons 20-10.
I think they're going to make it to the playoffs.
You think the Vikings are?
Yeah.
Their offense isn't that's. I mean, their offense is AP. That's it. Their defense
Yeah. Goes
well, but.
Aren't they doing, like, aren't they, in standing wise, aren't they actually in the wild card hunt? Like, I think they're in the wild card already.
Actually, right now, they're already guaranteed playoffs as the wild card, but guaranteed.
That's what I mean. Like, I thought they were, like, they're actually doing surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. They're leading the North.
Yeah.
How the hell does that happen? When the hell did they become good?
The Packers lost to the Bears. That's when that happened.
How the hell did they lose to the Bears?
But don't worry.
All right,
the Vikings, play Seattle this week, so that'll be the true test. If they can beat Seattle, yeah, they're a playoff team. If they can't
beat
Seattle, fuck.
I bet you they'll beat Seattle. Seattle sucks this season. They're literally horrible.
They're on like a 5-game winning streak, though.
Yeah, but if you watch any other games, like, they're, like, really, so bad. Like, they're, like, skimping along. They'll have, like, moments of goodness, but then a crap ton of, I suck at this game. Like, their defense is really the only thing that's kind of keeping them in, because they don't give up many points. And it allows their offense really just to, like, putter along. It's kind of, harsh.
Anyway, moving on. We saw the Redskins conquer the Giants 20-14. The Raiders, that are surprisingly decent of a team, I'm not going to say they're good, surprisingly decent, though, beat the Titans 24-21. The Arizona Cardinals, in a surprising turnout, barely squeaked out the victory 19-13 against the Niners.
Niners are horrible, too, man. What do you mean barely won?
No, that's why I'm surprised. The team, Cardinals, that has probably put up, like, the most points this year, only getting 19 against a shitty Niners team? What happened?
Really? They put up the most points this year? Really?
I don't know if that's a true fact, but they've had a lot of games that they put up 40-some points.
Wow. I didn't know that. Interesting.
And if,
I would have put my money on New England.
yeah, okay, it might be New England first, and then...
No.
Right, the rankings, points per game, Arizona's ranking highest at 32.3 points a game.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Over New England's 31.5 points per game. And then you see Carolina at 30.2 and Cincinnati at 27 points.
Hell does Arizona have? Who's their Carson Palmer's their quarterback?
Yeah.
Really? Really? Carson Palmer is destroying people?
Yep.
What the hell?
And I don't even think it's a whole lot of Larry Fitzgerald either. I think it's a lot of the supporting cast around him.
I was going to say, Fitzgerald stepped his game up compared to the last couple of years, but he's still not what he once was.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at the rest of the people, and they're like...
And, oh, defense. You got to include their defense. I'm pretty sure they've had a lot of...
Anybody. Like, I recognize a couple of the people on here, but no one that really stands out. Chris Johnson's pretty good. He's okay. Michael Floyd's okay.
Oh, maybe it's not quite as good. They've had 3 interceptions for a touchdown this year, which...
What the hell happened? Arizona,
Carolina.
Where the hell did they come from?
Carolina has 4 touchdowns interceptions for a touchdown, which 3 of them came against fucking... whoever the hell they just played that I read the score of.
Huh.
The Cowboys, yeah, those guys.
Wow. How many points do they give up a game?
How many points does...
Yeah, how's their defense rank?
I don't know where points, points, is this points? What's this? Pass defense, pass yard, interceptions, such and such. What is this? Total tackle. I don't give a shit about tackles. What? Where's the points again?
Passing, all right, so they're first for most points, first for yards, fourth for passing, 12th for rush yards. Wow. So their offense is actually really good. That's crazy. I did not know that. Why don't they have defensive stats on here? What the hell is wrong with ESPN?
That's what I mean. They don't have points against. They have their total points, which they are the highest scorer at 355 points this year. But it doesn't have a spot for wait. Maybe if I click the defense link? Hey. Points against? There's a little defense button right there.
Okay, I see now.
Wow, Minnesota's number two for points against. They've only allowed 194 points against them.
What?
Arizona's number 10. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, like I said, Minnesota's defense is good, but their offense can't do shit. Well, I mean, it can mildly do shit when AP goes rawr and wins.
Rawr. Technical status. That's a technical term, guys. Technical.
Yeah. Like, they only won 20-10 because AP busted out, like, a 65-yard run towards the end of the game.
Oh.
Because that's what he do. Anyway, to finish up the points, because there's only three games I haven't gone over yet, the Seattle Seahawks, who we were just talking about, beat the Steelers 39-30. The Broncos upset the mighty, mighty Patriots and left them no longer undefeated, 30-24, without Peyton Manning, right? Right? Or was Peyton in? I actually don't know. Did Peyton play? Hey.
What?
Yo. Peyton Manning? He didn't play, right? You know that guy, Peyton?
No. What's his name then? He has a cast on his leg.
Yeah, making sure, because they beat the Patriots.
He's done. He's a goner.
And then we saw on Monday night,
I'm assuming he's retiring.
The Ravens beat the Browns 33-27. And that is your NFL news for this lovely week.
Everyone thought they were going to put in, what's his name? Johnny Football. They didn't.
Johnny Manziel.
That pretty much just says that they're done with him. Right there.
Ooh, Curly News is back up and running. I know a couple weeks ago, was it last week or the week before, they hadn't renewed their domain, but fear not,
they're
not
back. They renewed it. They renewed it.
So I have no idea what actually Dace reads on this site.
Yeah, we just know it's back up. That's all it needs to report.
Updated November 24th, the top five men in curling is Brad Gishu, Kevin Coe, Mike McGowan, Reed Carruthers? Carruthers, yeah, that would make sense.
McGowan related to McGowan in football?
No. It might be McEwen, actually.
Oh.
Wait, is that their team name? Brad Gishu plays for Brushgate, I think. Kevin Coe plays for Broomgate.
Oh, my God, guys. It's a Brushgate. Brushes were waxed.
Mike McEwen plays for Broom Goes the Dynamite.
What
Reed Carruthers with Brushapalooza. And Brad Jacobs, Broom Ha Ha.
Are you serious?
I have no idea. Is that really their team names?
Man, they have great team names.
The top five women, Rachel Homan, playing for Broomgate, Brushgate's Silvana Trizoni, Broomapalooza's Jennifer Jones, not related to Jessica Jones. I don't know if you've been watching that. I actually just finished it. I'm not really impressed, but whatever. Doom and Broom's Val Sweeting, and Broom Haha's Injung Kim.
Injung Kim? How the hell did she get there?
She's from Korea.
She came from Korea, huh? Just to play in the Canadian League. Okay.
Yeah, which is weird, because I'm pretty sure Korea is quite a warm climate. I could be wrong, but...
I would just think so, because Japan's warm, isn't it? I have no idea. This just in. Warm climate.
These are not links, so this is really dumb. They have, like, headlines, but I can't click them, because they're not links. So, Trouble in Brewing for top events. When our new / returning columnist, Warren Hansen, speaks, people listen.
Ooh, okay. La la.
But what did he speak about? So I don't know.
Sweeping.
If you really want to know, you can subscribe to Curly News, where I'm assuming they'll actually send you some stuff.
Maybe.
I'm not quite that devoted, but then again, can I just subscribe to thedaysmanshow@gmail.com? Is that possible?
You should, definitely.
I'll
read through them,
you
figure it out,
to,
which is good, and then report back to you guys.
You have to pay $36. Is that a yearly fee? That should be a lifetime fee.
That's how they keep their domain up, man. That's how they keep their domain up.
Okay, I don't even know what this is hosted on, but $36 should be able to pay for this shit show. Not that ours is much better. Should be able to pay for this shit show for a year.
Oh, my God.
I mean that with love, because we love curling here at the Daysman Show.
Days pays, what is it?
Probably way too much for how little content.
I'm pretty sure, let me see. I know this divided by 5, I think it's $40 a year.
Oh, that's not bad. See, like I said, $36.
True. God, all you need is just one less subscriber, basically.
Yeah, and you're good for a year.
Subscribers making a profit.
So, if you would like to subscribe to the Daysman Show News, send us a check for $40 and your email address, and I will personally write you a news thing once a month.
Exactly! Once a month. Well, maybe once every other month.
At least once a year, I promise you'll get something.
Every 6 months. Bye.
We'll throw in a door prize or something, like some nail clippers or something for you, too. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, of course, obviously.
So, anyway, that's what we have for sports, since we're no longer really talking about sports anymore. Gibbs.
One more.
One more.
David Price?
Who?
David Price? No.
Who?
Red Sox have made bold moves before, outbidding rival teams for expensive free agents.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I don't follow baseball.
All right, well, he agreed to a 7-year, $217 million deal. That is the richest award to a major league pitcher and the largest in Red Sox history.
Uh-huh.
7 years, and Price is 30 years old.
Go on. Is that it? Is that the? You kind of
find it crazy. 30 years old. So he maybe at best probably has 3 years left. Guaranteed contract for 7 years for $217 million guaranteed. What do you think?
That's very interesting news there, Gibby. Speaking of news with Gibby, let's go to Weird News with Gibby.
Gibby.
Escalated quickly.
All right, guys. We're going to go to professional wrestling.
Wrestling.
Dace is very favorite of sports. You can watch professional wrestler Joey Ryan win a test of strength with his penis.
What?
Professional wrestling is known to have a few well-known eccentric characters. And that definitely fits with the U.S. independent wrestling star Joey Ryan. In a recent DDT professional wrestling match in Japan, Ryan took on a Japanese, I don't even want to know what that word is, dino. And the match quickly turned into a feat of strength, but absolutely no one was prepared for what was about to come.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sure there's a sound clip for that. Don't mind me. Moving on. Got to get over here. Got to get over here. Could you just say that again, that line?
But absolutely no one was prepared for what was about to come.
Thank you. All right, we're good. Carry on.
So to prove his strength, he uses his penis. As this Japanese wrestler grabs it, and it's all caught on tape, guys. All caught
on tape. I'm a freak of nature!
Ooh, why is that so loud?
That wasn't that loud.
It's loud. Yeah, my headphones are probably higher than they need to be.
Yeah, probably. Crazy! So that's what Dace does every weekend, guys, if you want to watch him wrestle. At All Time Wrestling, I think.
Yeah, I don't think he really goes there much, but yeah.
Why not? All right, guys, we're going to Arizona.
Maybe that's why Dace is so tired.
Yeah, probably. All that feats of strength.
Fucking
angel. So in Arizona, when picking up your girlfriend from jail, try not to commit a crime while doing it. The Temple police tweeted out a photo of a truck with the words chivalry. Pick up your girlfriend from jail in a stolen truck. A Temple Police Department officer was making his way to headquarters when the license plate reader notified him that a reported stolen vehicle had just passed him. This truck stopped, and the driver told police he was borrowing the car from someone and was there to pick up his girlfriend. The driver was taken into custody, and officers are investigating the incident. I think it's a pretty funny meme they created, personally.
There's a meme?
Yeah, I told you, chivalry. Pick your girlfriend up from jail in a stolen truck.
But is there a picture to go with that?
Yeah, it's an actual picture of this guy getting arrested.
Thank you. Sharing with the class here.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm waiting for it to load. That's my loading whistle.
God damn, what do you want, a laptop?
Yeah, a really shitty one that's still running Windows 8.
Oh my god, I downgraded my system immediately.
I got my update saying I can upgrade to Windows 10, though.
Oh, I have my upgrade, too, but I still choose Windows 7.
I just haven't done it yet. Ah, why are you... Shut up, lady.
Oh, man.
There we go. Oh,
for a breathing problem early Friday morning in York City was a pretty standard one for EMTs. Paramedics who deal with it until they brought their patient outside and realized their ambulance was gone. Someone had decided to steal it when no one was looking. Or at least no one besides the in-vehicle camera and a vehicle tracking device. The latter led to a quick recovery of the ambulance, and the former showed a cheerful young man, apparently quite pleased with his exploits. He seemed to be having a good time, said Jim Avron, the president and CEO of White Rose Ambulance. He seemed excited. York City police alleged the ambulance joyrider was Leon Eugene Smith, 21, whose last known address was 953 East Princess Street.
Well, it's good to know we know his address. If you would like to send him some mail.
Wow. I can't believe that he lives on Princess Street, but that's okay. He took the vehicle at 2 a.m. Friday for only a few minutes, according to charge documents, just driving it a few blocks away before ditching it. He had been charged with a felony theft, a misdemeanor count of reckless endangerment for another person. That's for allegedly taking the ambulance while it was out on a call, putting the patient's well-being in jeopardy, and a summary offense of driving while his license was suspended. He was arrested a short time later in the theft. It remains in York County Prison on $75,000 bail.
Damn.
You gotta be kind of stupid to steal an ambulance, I feel like. But who knows? Who knows, yeah. Right?
Like, oh, they won't notice me. Don't mind me, just an ambulance driver. It's cool. Going to Walmart. It's cool. Somebody's having a heart attack. It's cool.
Pretty much, man. You don't want to worry about it. Why is this site keep reloading? I hate you, sites. I hate you, sites. I hate you, sites.
I never posted on Facebook that we were live.
Woo! Anyone who listened to President Box speak to reporters in Paris on Tuesday would reasonably conclude it is high time to start drawing up the papers to transmit to Congress for his removal. If you're one of the millions and millions of literate Americans out there who have simply tuned the president out for the past 3 or 4 years, that is certainly understandable. But you tuned it out too long, rambling, empty press conferences, you would be truly alarmed. Without the use of a teleprompter, his speech can be described only as halting. It was impossible to count the number of times he seized up, able to deaden the silence with a drawn out, what the fuck? So apparently, he said, after... after the incident in, I don't know if you guys know, but in San Bernardino today, comments were that this only happens in America. No other countries have this issue. Just 2 weeks after Paris.
I don't know if something like that would make national or global news. You know, like, if there was a school shooting in China, would we really hear about it over here?
What do you mean? It's all over the place. 20 people died, dude. No, the San Bernardino thing.
Yeah, I know, but the point is people say it only happens in America. Who says it only happens in America? Americans?
Yeah, but you said that right after the Paris terrorist attacks.
Okay, that was a larger scale. That wasn't just some nut job shooting.
No, he says this doesn't happen in any other country, and it's only been like 2 weeks since that. The San Bernardino thing happened today. Does he not remember that at all? Did it disappear?
Oh, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Now you're getting it. Okay.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Jesus Christ.
But what I was going off on a different tangent of, if there were shootings like this in other countries, we wouldn't hear about it over here anyway.
It's like something crazy. Yeah, I agree. I completely agree with you on that one. But that's not what the Democrats like to do. They like to make it seem like they're required to protect us by taking everything away from us.
Yeah, telling us all that we're crazy and can't be trusted with sharp objects. Safety physics for everybody.
That might be true, okay? But I still want my sharp objects.
Safety scissors for everybody. If you want to hunt, you better get very good at throwing safety scissors.
Oh, my God. Have you ever used a safety razor blade before?
Like the plastic ones?
Yeah, but you have to, it's like you have to like do a specific thing in order to have the blade stick out.
Oh.
And if you don't touch it, it just automatically retracts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying. Anyway.
Go on.
A Canadian man was caught with dozens of turtles in his pants and has pled guilty to smuggling in a federal court in Michigan.
Is that a turtle in your pants, or are you just happy to see me? No, officer, it's a boner, I swear. Oh, my God, you've got turtles in your pants.
Kai Xu was pled guilty to smuggling or attempt to smuggle more than 1,000 turtles from the southern eastern area of the state. He was caught last year at a border crossing with 51 snappers taped to his body.
What? Wow. Were they, like, babies? Or is this a big guy? Like,
They're pretty small, it looks like.
Okay.
The 27-year-old...
Isn't that kind of dangerous? Like, what if they started snapping his junk? Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, 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 nom. Yeah, well, I assume it would be like, I have no idea, to be honest.
All right. Just checking. I need to know if I ever want to smuggle turtles, but fine, I'll figure it out.
27-year-old would order turtles online, travel to the U.S. to pick them up, and then ship them to China or return them with him to Ontario. He faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison after his guilty plea Tuesday in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It is illegal to export wildlife from the U.S. without license from the government, apparently. Regular deals and turtle shipments worth $30,000, $80,000, and $125,000. How the fuck are turtles worth that much? That doesn't even make any fucking sense, but okay.
Yeah, who the hell's buying fucking turtles?
Dude, 120, like, what? I wonder how much 51 snappers are really worth in, like, China or something. Like, if you're getting 125,000, you do it one time a year, God, you're making a living. Anyway. Oh, man. He describes himself as an engineering student at the University of Waterloo. I can't believe Waterloo is actually a university. Pathetic. Pathetic. According to American court document, officers with the Canadian Border Service Agency intercepted Exu last August as he attempted to cross into Windsor, Ontario from Detroit. Exu was found to have 41 live turtles strapped to his legs and 10 hidden between his legs, totaling 51. According to an affidavit from special agents from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services, which outlined the crime complaint, Canadian authorities seized the turtles, which included North American varieties such as Eastern Box Turtles, Red Ear Sliders, Diamondback Terrapins, some of which sell for $800 each, and turned them over to American officials. $800 each? Holy Christmas tree. All right, so now we finally got a price tag here. So let's say it's 800 times 51. He had $40,000 strapped to his freaking body. You kidding me for turtles?
Why? What's so special about the turtle? They want the skin, the shell, they want...
I have no idea. And you're like so cutting in and out, Frank. Good job.
Again.
Way to get a good mic.
Again. God damn it. Can you hear me now?
Way to have a good mic. So, apparently, guys, turtle smuggling is definitely the end now because apparently idiots pay a fortune for them.
I'm going to go start smuggling turtles.
You ain't getting. Damn. $40,000 a year. You do it three times in a year, and you're making six figures. Get the fuck out of here. And that's not taxed, okay? They're not taxing you for this.
So, that's what we need to do.
Mm-hmm. That could fund us for years.
That's what I'm thinking.
The Dave Stan Show for years.
Yeah, let's say running for millenniums.
You ain't kidding, dude. You are not kidding. Alright.
Dun, 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 dun.
Branson, Florida. An alleged attempt robber in Brandon late Tuesday night ended with a suspect in police custody after he was shot in the leg with his own gun. Manatee County Sheriff's Office, 35-year-old convicted felon Muhammad Solomon,
terrorist,
was spotted by the husband of the homeowner attempting to gain access to the structure located on 2nd Street East in Brayton. The residence, which is undergoing renovation, had been burglarized the night before, and the husband was staying there with a friend just in case somebody else decided to break in. Shortly before midnight on December 1st, the husband spotted Solomon attempting to gain access to the home by climbing an outdoor staircase that led into a covered porch. The husband concealed himself behind a tarp on the landing and could see that Solomon was carrying a gun as he approached. Thinking quickly, the husband used the element of surprise, jumping out and physically attacking Solomon, knocking the gun from his hand in the process. The two men scuffled.
Surprise, motherfucker! There we go.
Solomon appeared, reached behind his back, presumably for a second gun, at which point the husband grabbed Solomon's original gun and shot the would-be robber in the leg. The husband then put Solomon in a bear hug and then held him until he arrived.
Was that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got for you guys.
Next story. That was a very abrupt ending. Just ka-ch-do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How a child reacts in a bustling restaurant is typically hard to predict. In the case of Katie Leach from Idaho, her 10-month-old son was pretty excited and expressed his enthusiasm vocally. So much so, in fact, that the diners at the table next to him at a Texas Roadhouse took notice, penned a note, and dropped it off at Leach's table. The message read, "Thank you for ruining our dinner with your screaming kid. Sincerely, the table behind you." Leach was shocked to see the note and shared it with the local news outlet on KTVB on Facebook, along with a detailed account of what had transpired. She wrote in part, "His new thing is yelling. I'm doing my best to teach him indoor voice and not to yell back at me when he's telling him no, etc. But he is only 10, almost 11 months in learning. We all tried quieting him down, which a majority of the time he did, but he was also so excited being around all the commotion." The mother also said that she alerted the manager to the situation and he asked the note-writing guest to leave after they finished their meal. While responses to her post were largely supportive, other parents in similar situations had received mixed reactions on social media.
I'm sorry. I was listening to Obama sing "Freak on a Leash." I don't know what just happened. What happened?
Really?
Yeah, you know where they do those stupid things where they clip words and make them sing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it with Obama doing "Freak on a Leash." I was slightly curious, so I had to listen to that for a little bit. So,
"Freak on a Leash." Wow.
Yeah. It's on YouTube if you want to check it out.
I'm done, by the way.
Done? Like done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done my segment.
Done. So, all right, so I guess it's my turn then, huh?
Unfortunately, my friend.
Okay.
Interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
History, we all are fine.
Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Nobody can save you.
Okay, well, welcome to my corner, where I bring the class back into this goddamn show.
You're finally unmuted. Congratulations.
Yeah,
why
I wasn't going to let
you... that entire thing up?
I wasn't going to let you ruin my intro. I was able to talk.
Sure.
I could start my segment. I have the power!
The power to do nothing.
I have the power to shut you up. I'll do it again.
See? Are you sure about that? You have no...
Ready? Yeah. Shut up, Gibby. Yeah. See, you made me do this. I didn't want to be the bad guy. All right, you can talk again. I feel bad. You're bad. You're
I
good.
Don't know what you're talking about.
God, just shut up. I mean, sorry. I didn't mean it.
I'm here singing in the rain.
Stop. You done?
Go ahead, girls.
What I have for you is Mr. Skin's top 10 nude scenes of the year.
Really?
So get out your Google, search
I'm
the shit up,
there.
Or go to MrSkin.com and watch the clips. I don't really give a crap. You can sign in for free. I think eventually it charges you. I don't know. I stole Dace's credit card. We'll expense it later. Call it a work expense, right?
What is it called? Mr.? Is it Mr. Period Skin?
No, just Mr. Skin.
Going in, guys.
Anyway, before you ruin this, because you'll read ahead, the number 10 new scene of the year is Kirsten Wiig in Welcome to Me. SNL alumni Kirsten Wiig went big for her nude debut, stripping off all her clothes and walking nude through a casino in the dramedy. Really? Dramedy? Really? You can't, like, drama comedy. Welcome to Me. Initially, we thought she had gone full frontal, but later she admits using a merkin. What the fuck's a merkin?
Yeah, what the hell is a merkin?
You don't know what a merkin is? Google merkin. Waiting for the page to load. Oh, the word merkin is a perpetual...
So everything's blurred out. I don't like it.
Oh, it's... A merkin is like a fake thing to... cover your vagina.
Cover your vagina.
It's a fake, basically a fake vagina. So like right there, you can't see my screen, but I'm circling her bush there. That is a merkin. It's fake. That's not her bush.
Apparently, a lifetime membership is only $99.
Well, if we get 2.5 subscribers to the Daceman Show newsletter, then we can pay for that too. So actually,
it's
we need
$5 a month.
We need 3.5
for 12-month membership.
I'm just saying.
Or if you want just a 1-month membership, it's $20. What the fuck?
Okay. Well,
wow.
The point is, if we can get 4 subscribers to the Daceman Show newsletter, then we'll be able to supply our domain for a year and get a full year access to MrSkin.com for your jerkin' the gherkin needs.
Exactly.
So, anyway, and actually right here, you can watch the clip. Again, it's signed in for free. I don't know what kind of deal I'm getting. I'm going to get spam up the wazoo. Anyway, 9 is Ruby Rose and Orange is the New Black. The ravishing Ruby Rose is well known in Australia, where she's a TV personality and model. But most of us got our first glimpse of Ruby when she turned up in Orange is the New Black, showing off plenty of tatted up flesh in the shower. Ruby is the new black that will make you want to whack. Really? Who the
what?
Hell? Whoever writes this should be shot. Just shot.
Get on that one.
And at 8 is Chanel Iman in Dope. Victoria's Secret model Chanel made one of the great new debuts this year, going topless for nearly 4 minutes in the indie comedy hit Dope. I have no idea what network that's on. Maybe BET. I don't know. While attempting to seduce the film star Shamik Moore, Coco Beauty shouldn't really Coco Beauty. Like, you can't just say Black Beauty. Well, she's not fully black, but partially black. Also black. She's a little mixed. Enchants us with her charming chesticles and be-thonged booty. Dope will have you slinging the rope. Is there a cheesy jerk-off pun after one of these, and I just didn't notice?
Probably.
But we always love seeing Kristen, even when she's wigging out. Oh, because of the merkin. So that wasn't a cheesy pun about jerking the gherkin. That was a cheesy pun about her covering up her genitals. Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
7, Sarah Silverman in I Smile Back. I feel like I should be hosting an award show right now. Funny lady Sarah Silverman got serious this year in the sex addiction drama I Smile Back. Not only does Sarah do blow off the back of a toilet, which was what Dace did before he passed out, before giving herself the breast exam, she also has anal sex and masturbates with her daughter's teddy bear. What? Seems like the only smile Sarah missed is the vertical variety.
Really?
Well. Oh, yeah, and there's more where that came from.
What? No way. Impossible.
6, Alicia Vikander in Ex Machina, which I forgot that movie came out. Kind of wanted to see it. Swedish brunette Alicia Vikander became the toast of the town for her award-worthy performance this year. But when she stripped down completely at the end of Ex Machina, showing off all 3 of her beautiful bees. All 3? 1 boob, 2 boob, butt?
What?
Is that the 3 bees? She became an instant skin legend. Are they sure they didn't mean to call the film Sex Machina? Who comes up with these puns? Like,
I don't
Tony,
know.
This is what Tony does. God damn it, Tony. You work for Mr. Skin. We should have known.
We knew it. We knew it. We should have known it.
Anywho, moving on to 50. Lena Headey, and Rebecca Van Cleve in Game of Thrones. CGI trickery put Lena's head on the body of lithe and lovely brunette Rebecca Van Cleve for fucking words that I can't say. Infamous Walker Shane.
Snap.
blah 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 blah. They're blah 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 blah. Really, that one was dumb. I didn't feel like reading it. Number four, Clara Kristen and Aomi Muyok in love. Yeah. The French, right there, right there, right now. You know, there's a lot of boobs and stuff in it because it's by the French. The French art house flick Love caused quite a scandal when it debuted in the Cannes Film Festival, and for good reason. You young whippersnappers and your sexual escapades. The 3D film, it's in 3D. 3D film featured lots of real sex, including a 3D money shot, as well as this amazingly hot threesome with Clara Kirsten and Aomi Moyak, both of whom go fully nude. All three B's in all 3Ds. What's not to... Why do they keep seeing three B's? Is there more than just boobs and butt? What's... Is it boob, boob, butt? Or is there another B I don't fucking know about?
But.
Belly?
Big dick? I don't know.
I don't think so. But, anyway, so if you're in for pretty much watching a porno that was allowed in movie theaters, go check out the movie Love, I guess.
Obviously, God.
Or if you want to download it, that's Clara Kristen, K-L-A-R-A, space K-R-I-S-T-I-N, and Aomi Moyok, A-O-M-I-M-U-Y-O-C-K. Just Google that stuff. You'll find everything you probably need, I'm sure. Number three, Allison Williams in Girls. In just a little over a month, Allison Williams went from Peter Pan to Eater Can. In other words, this dude's eating her ass. On the fourth season of Girls. The daughter of disgraced news anchor Brian Williams shocked... Oh, that's her dog. Wow, that's interesting.
Oh, snap.
Shocked the world when she let her on-screen bae eat her ass out on television. A touchstone moment that will make you want to touch yourself. Are you blowing bubbles into a soda can? What are you doing over there? Gibby. Okay, either you can't hear me or Gibby left. I don't know what happened. Now again with silence, and I don't know if people can hear me. Great. Thank you, Gibby, because you probably just had to go squawk off and take a pee or get another beer. So hopefully you guys can hear me go. With number two is Madalena Diana G-H, the H is silent probably, in Youth. These are very generic TV or movie names. I don't get it. Sensationally stacked Romanian bombshell, Madalena Diana Ghani, whatever, came out of nowhere with one of the best nude scenes of this or any year in Youth, stripping fully nude before joining Michael Caine and Harvey Keitel in the pool. Madalena may just have you unleashing your own fountain of youth in your pants.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hi, Gibby. Welcome back. Glad you could, you know, come back.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You just left.
Some of us need to get beer every once in a while, especially when you're speaking.
Uh-huh. Or
somebody
you're
bought
jerk-
the pony bottles.
Or you went to the site and you started jerking it.
Somebody bought me pony... No, you'd be hearing... if I was. But it's all covered because I guess I didn't pay for it. So, fuck.
What do you mean somebody bought you pony bottles? Aren't you the one stuck in your fridge now?
No, remember I told you to get me a 24-pack?
Yeah.
You got me a 24-pack of pony bottles.
You pointed at the pallet that you wanted me to take from. You said... Grab that. So I grabbed that.
I said, get Budweiser.
No, you pointed. You're like, go
and
grab that can. I'm like, all
right,
I'll grab that can.
I assumed you would actually know what you were doing.
I
all right?
grabbed it. It felt kind of light. Whatever. Sucks to be you.
Didn't even kidding. I drank like 20 of these, and then I'm like, I don't feel anything.
And yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago. They should be gone by now, and you should have gotten a new case. You're doing it wrong.
Not gone? I'm not even I have... two more to go, and then I'm gone. And I just went out and bought a new pack today. Yeah, I don't drink that much.
I've gone
even though people think I do.
I've gone through like 3 cases since then.
Yeah, because you're an alcoholic, but that's fine.
Well, there's a pot kettle situation going on here. Anyway, number one, according to MrSkin.com, Dakota Johnson in 50
Bullshit.
Shades of Grey.
Bullshit, man. No fucking way. No fucking way.
Dakota Johnson followed in mom Melanie Griffith's footsteps, going fully nude in her first big movie. And what a movie it was. 50 Shades of Grey was one of those rare sexually explicit blockbusters with some amazing full nudity from Dakota. There is simply no denying that you two will love exploring Dakota's north and south. That's not a pun on 50 Shades of Grey. I don't get it. Oh, because there's a North and South Dakota. Okay. Yeah. That's clever. So clever. Anyway, so that's what I brought you today. Hope you enjoy. Put that in your fat folder for later, whatever you need to do. Close out some of these stupid windows I have going on here. Oh. Ooh, get the fuck out of the way, Facebook. When did Facebook start getting in the way? Like, Facebook decides to pop up. If you're not on the Facebook tab, it pops up the message into the tab that you're on and takes up, like, half the fucking screen.
Yep. If you say so.
Okay, thank you for your... Okay,
I'm trying
so
to help, man. I'm trying to help.
No, you're
not.
You don't care about my problems.
I do.
At all.
I do care.
No, you don't care about my
Actually,
problems.
You're right. I could care less.
Couldn't care less. That way
tomato, tomato.
Whatever. Let's pretend like we're going to do celeb news, even though I don't really give a shit and you don't either. But hey, whatever. Celeb news.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Got yay, motherfucker.
Fight my shiny metal ass.
Yeah, bitch! And here we go.
So celebrity news, whoever this Lewis Kent guy is, evidently he broke the world record for the world beer mile, which is 1 mile and 4 beers, running and drinking it in 4 minutes and 47 seconds.
That's pretty impressive.
So do you run the mile, then drink the beer? So he ran the mile. He ran the mile in 4 minutes and 47 seconds and drank 4 beers in less than 36 seconds. Or do you do one lap, beer, lap, beer, lap, beer, lap, beer?
What is he, like, shotgunning it? I don't understand how people can chug beer that quick. I don't...
No, because...
Well, unless it's like a beer bong.
The picture is actually of Bud Light Platinums.
In a bottle? Or
bottles. Yeah. Bottles.
How? I don't even think if you pour that open, literally on top of a sink, it would pour out that quick.
Yeah, that's a damn good question, Gibby. I don't know if there's video footage. It just happened to pop up on my Twitter feed, so I decided to share it with y'all.
Good one. Good story. Good story.
If my Facebook would load properly, I would read the trending. Oh, that's because I was on the Obama thing. Never mind.
Mary Carey talking about severe flu, guys. Severe flu. Oh my God. No.
What?
Myara, whatever the hell her name, Carrie, is hospitalized with severe flu in New York.
Oh.
After falling severely ill Wednesday morning.
Oh.
No? Don't like that one?
No, I don't know.
Jahlil Okafor, second fight in Boston, guys.
The fuck you... Where are you getting your news?
TMZ.
You actually went to TMZ?
Yeah, Jahir Okafor fought at least two people during his violent night in Boston last weekend, and TMZ Sports have new footage showing the NBA star on the attack. I seen the video. Quite hilarious, dude. He connects with this one guy and fucking gone. This guy is freaking dead on the freaking sidewalk. And then he starts chasing everybody else around, and the camera guy, like, looks down at the guy on the ground, not moving, follows the other people running around, and then goes back to the dead guy on the freaking sidewalk. He's just dead. Eventually, I would say like 30 seconds later, the guy on the ground finally rolls over and goes, I need to go to hospital. He turns his head, dude. He's bloody as all hell from one hook. One hook! Quite funny. Quite funny.
Yeah, it sounds hilarious.
Terrell Owens is another one getting into it. The big T.O. Ching, ching.
Is he still playing?
Los Angeles attorneys decided not to charge T.O. due to insufficient evidence. Apparently, he also knocked the man out outside of a Starbucks in Brentwood, California. A video has showing that the guy that he hit basically accused him of throwing a coffee at him. After the guy was saying, effing knucklehead runner, spear trucking, monkey ass looking motherfucker. And several more very racial slurs that I really don't think I can say on air. When we spoke to T.O., he called the whole thing bizarre and agreed. Dun, dun, dun!
Dun, 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 dun.
Next door I have is Chris Brown.
He hit some girl again, didn't he? He hit somebody again, didn't he?
Well, no. He had to cancel his tour in Australia and New Zealand.
He hit somebody, didn't he? Hit a girl.
Due to the fact that he beat the crap out of Rihanna.
See? Knew it.
Due to his beating conviction, they would not allow him in the country.
That's See? I knew it.
All I got.
That's all you got?
All I got, dude. I got four stories.
That was way better than what I was expecting out of that. Plus, you know, we made it to the hour mark, just the two of us. Just the two of us. Make you guess in the air. Just the two of us. You and I. So, for one of the biggest letdowns of the show's mighty career, I'm sure.
Exactly.
I guess on that note, you don't have a douchebag or anything, do you?
What?
Do you have a douchebag of the week?
No.
Do you have a Daceman high five? How long ago has it been since we've done a Daceman show high five?
I can't even remember.
You even still have the clip? No.
No, it's gone. Oh, no.
No, the clip is gone, I think, unless it was not under the Daceman show.
How about the douchebag of the week symbol? Do we even have that anymore? Probably not.
Uh-oh.
Probably doesn't get played enough.
Hold on. I don't know what... I don't think there's, like, a time limit on, like... You know,
I think
our
curator of the site,
Aiden...
Who,
Dinkelberg...
Do not get used a lot in order to free up space, because I think we only have a limited amount of space. So, pretty sure I got axed.
How does he know what buttons get used in or not?
I have no idea, but Dace knows too, so apparently there must be some screen in there that tells you.
There might be something, I guess. Somewhere in the statistics or whatever.
Yeah, because I don't even know how he knows how many people listen to us live. Thank you all our live listeners out there.
The douchebag button's still here.
You're a douchebag.
See, that's still there.
And the douchebag of the week is Dan Raup for not having a job. What is wrong with you, Dan Raup? Get a job. Oh, man.
Yeah. Damn it, Ramp.
You're a douchebag.
I could have actually went off on freaking Battlefront, but that's a different story.
Not a big fan of Battlefront?
I like it, I just think the price they charge you is outrageous for a game that I feel like is incomplete.
That's fair. I mean, I got the bundle, so that's, you know, no big deal.
Yeah, you got the PlayStation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the same thing. And I feel like I just basically paid extra for the PlayStation, not for the game. Because the game is, like, literally so not complete. It's actually kind of sickening, unfortunately. But, oh well, it is what it is.
The hell?
No.
What the hell was November 29th? No, what the hell was November 29th? That wasn't our show, was it?
November. Right, let's look on here. The 29th was the Sunday show, yes. So it was not us.
Oh. They had like 300, they had 300, like 273 archived listens to whatever the hell they did.
That's the wrestling thing. They probably had a big pay-per-view or something. They tend to get a decent amount of people on the pay-per-view nights.
Oh, hey, there's this button, audio clips. I'm trying to figure out this whole stats thing.
Who knows? That's why Dace plays some of them sometimes randomly to try and keep them.
Oh, yeah, there's a last used button.
Well, then there you go. That's what they're probably doing it off of or something.
That hasn't been used since August. The cow noises have all been used recently. Go figure that.
The what?
The cow noises.
Oh, God, them stupid cow noises. There's like, what, 10 of them?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, is there anything in danger of being removed that I should know about?
Who knows? Who knows?
The Who Said, we haven't done a Who Said It game since June.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my. Wait, Who Said It? Who Said It? That was actually a decent. Well, kind of have some segments that kind of don't work. Well, like, I don't know.
It'd be good if we had a theme. But I'm just gonna click this for a minute. Just to.
Ooh.
I even forgot what this intro was. Oh, is this one like Randy made or something?
Or is pretty sure they get this flagged all the time. Thank you.
Does it? Oh, well,
so.
It's also 6 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I just wanted to make sure it was played. I don't want things to get deleted that we will reminisce on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who knows?
Like, what the fuck?
What?
Sorry. Things happened. For some reason, I hit back too many times. Got a little out of control.
Yeah, now we're not in the studio anymore.
Yeah, I keep waiting for it to somehow like back out of the show and just everything to close out and pure chaos to ensue.
Oh, chaos is already ensuing, my friend. Already ensuing.
It is not ensuing. If there's chaos ensuing, things would happen a lot more like this.
John Cena!
I just felt like I had to at least one.
People that have to have a song with their name in it.
You know, if we were smarter and funnier people, we'd actually incorporate that button into a story to make it at least like, got him. Instead, we're just kind of like, oh yeah, John Cena!
Pretty much.
But instead, like, you'd start, like, one of your weird news segments, blah, 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 and his name was, and then we'd click the button, and everybody would giggle and laugh and be like, oh, that was funny. But we don't.
No.
We don't.
Not even close.
No,
it's not how
we
roll.
No,
we don't roll that way.
We don't. We tumble that way, but, you know.
Tumble, man. We're actually standing in your thing. Whew.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, I had to do the John Cena thing at least once, because why not?
Because, you know, it's just tradition.
I don't remember which cow noise is possibly on the chopping block, so here's this one. That way, cow noise number 8 has been used on December 2nd, and cow noise number 7. Just in case we need to keep some cow noises around. For any reason whatsoever.
Exactly.
You never know.
We should just play that. We should just do rotate the cow noises every time Trish speaks. She says something, then, cow.
We should keep it.
Exactly. Somebody failed.
And this
loser.
Gay.
Oh man.
The last 20 minutes of the show is just me going through. Oh, I want to make sure that this has been used. Oh, I want to make sure this gets used. Oh, this hasn't been used for a while. Nobody listened. Nobody liked this one. Nobody heard this one. Ooh, this one.
Uh-oh, retard alert. Retard alert, class.
Alert, guys.
Oh, definitely can't
There's
lose this
shit
one.
Shit everywhere.
Thanks for noticing me.
Is that one
noticing me.
This one.
That is one big pile of shit.
Huh?
That from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. It's Eeyore.
I thought so. I thought it was.
Where's the shit everywhere?
It's gone.
It might be. I don't see it on here. There's a pile of shit, rip my pants. Sucks to be a nerd, thanks for nerds, blah 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 blah. There's a we gotta
White
keep that.
Win! Whites win! Race wars up, everybody! Whites won again!
Yeah, definitely need to keep that one.
Damn right.
It's just super important. Shit. No. No.
You're not going down this pathway, are we?
Fucking bullshit!
Bullshit.
Okay.
No,
anyway,
cool. Well,
now that we've dragged this awkwardly off for way longer than
we
needed to.
We already lost our live listeners.
There's one hanging around.
What a loser. I mean, thank you.
Yeah, that's how you keep listeners, Gibby. You insult them and they come back for more.
Exactly.
Just like girls.
It works all the time.
Yep, on women.
Just tell them your place is the kitchen.
You put them down, they crawl back for more. I don't know how it works.
I know. Crazy world we live in, guys. Crazy world we live in.
And that's probably why we don't have any female listeners and can't get a decent female on the show.
Don't remind me.
Anyway, do you have anything to plug there, Gibbles?
Email me at thedaysmanshow@gmail.com. That's all I got to say.
All right. Otherwise, you can follow us. By us, I mean me, but let's pretend it's us. And I only really tweet on Wednesdays. But follow me on the tweeters at thedaysmanshow. Or if you want to just follow the man, the myth, the legend, Chris the Dace Man Dace, who slept through his own show that has his name in it, follow him at the Dace Man. If we knew how to change the name of the show and wanted to do all the new graphics and stuff, it would be the Frank and Gibbles Show, but that's a lot of work, so I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, that's about it. Coming up in, is it February? The first week of February? That when we do things?
For what?
We have the Daceman Show Game-a-thon, Gaming for a Cause.
Oh, God, when is... I have no idea. We still need to plan that. Oh, my gosh. We're so bad.
It's normally February. Maybe we have sponsors this year or people or... I don't know. What
we'll
I do know,
out,
at some
we?
Point... At some point in the very near-ish future, us idiots are going to stay up on film and play video games for 24 hours. People donate money.
Guys.
We try not to... kill anybody. Gibby tries not to touch children.
Whoa. I can't make that promise.
It's okay. You'll try. Yeah, so it's for a good cause. Whatever the cause may be this year, I know we've had a few charities turn us down because we're not appropriate for whatever they represent or whatever bullshit that is. Go fuck yourself.
Giving money.
Yeah. Like, why do you give a shit if we say go fuck yourself? Go fuck yourself
exactly.
And take my money. I'd do it. You can tell me to fuck myself and hand me $100. I'll take the $100 every time.
Exactly. I'll accept it. Thank you.
Anyway.
Thank you.
I think that's it. That's probably it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. All right. So I'm further for you, the proud and daystacular. Have a good night. Peace out. Love you. Bye. I missed the button. Hold on. That was bad. Let me do overs.
For the few of the proud, blah, 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 blah. Okay, bye.